Okay, Vivian, can you give me a little bit of background about your academic journey? Which what's your area of expertise that you're majoring in?
So I'm majoring in mathematics, and I'm considering a double major in computer science just because they go hand in hand so well.
Okay, mathematics and computer science. So you've basically received a top STEM scholarship in Canada. How does this feel to be a recipient of the Schulich scholarship?
It feels incredible and actually unreal. Throughout my daily life, sometimes I'm just reminded of it, and it's every single time it's a new shock that I'm among some of the top S STEM minds in the country, essentially, with this scholarship. And often I feel like an imposter because I feel like I don't deserve it, but then I'm constantly brought back down to I did something to deserve this.
Excellent. And so tell me a little bit more about about your studies thus far, maybe some specific projects that you've worked on leading up to this receiving this scholarship.
Yeah, so the one I'm probably most proud of is within my high school, I created a math and science volunteer peer tutoring club. So it previously did not exist at my school, and I wanted students to be able to receive an outlet to learn math and kind of be as excited about math as I was. So I felt if we gave students that outlet to not only tutor others, but to be tutored, we could extend that love of STEM to others, because sometimes just receiving the knowledge from a teacher isn't enough.
So it becomes an effort to basically help your peers and then help more students in return to really foster an appreciation for math.
Exactly, yeah. And I tr attempted to make the club ongoing and continuous after I left, which I believe I was successful in doing. So not only did it stretch my entrepreneurial mind, but it also continuously made me involved in STEM.
Do you know at this point what you hope to do after you graduate?
That's the funny thing. I'm not completely sure. For a while, I was set on data analysis for major corporations. But now, if I do double major in computer science and math, I'm thinking of taking the AI or artificial intelligence approach. I feel like research through that could be really interesting. Or anything to do with some sort of data analysis, I think would be awesome.
Very cool. And how will this receiving this scholarship, how is this funding going to help you in your studies and in your life?
So it takes a big stressor of the financial aspect obviously off my shoulders, but also it allows me, especially in the summers, to focus more on internships and developing my set of skills that way, as well as allowing me to not need a part-time job during the year and focusing completely on my studies, which so far have been pretty rigorous.
Any thoughts to share on Seymour Schulich?
I think the Schulich scholarship is an amazing scholarship, and I'm sure all the Schulich leaders are so grateful for Seymour Schulich, and this whole scholarship program is such an awesome way to encourage people going into STEM as well as supporting them going to STEM. So I think it's an awesome foundation.
And just a quick comment on STEM. I mean, STEM—it's definitely a field that we're seeing more and more opportunities and growth. Any thoughts on perhaps someone who might be, graduating high school, maybe thinking about, okay, what do I want to do? And then maybe considering a career in STEM. What would you say to them?
I think it's interesting, especially girls going into STEM. I think a lot of them are being more encouraged now, which is awesome. And just as a general for everyone, I think STEM, it's not just doing straight math or doing straight physics or straight engineering. It's such a flexible area. And throughout the area of STEM, you can totally find something that interests you. And I think just don't be afraid. Don't think it's some hard, impossible course to get through, because it's so easy to find your passion and it's so easy to love the field of STEM and the field of numbers or whatever you want to get into.
Excellent. So, from what I understand, you came from Alberta originally.
I did, Calgary, Alberta.
So you're now in Kingston studying at Queen's.
I am, yes.
So, and how are you finding that transition?
It has been hard. It is a big move, a 4-hour plane ride and then a 3-hour car ride. But the community at Queen's is just amazing. All the professors are so supportive, and I don't feel like as much of an outsider as I thought I would. A lot of people I have met have been from Ontario, but they still welcome me, even though I'm from the West Coast. And it's just an awesome environment to be in Kingston.
Great. Awesome, Vivian. Well, thank you very much for spending a few minutes today to talk about this. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for having me.